The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down.
We must take and welcome back to the National Intel Report with John Stattmiller. I am not John, as you can very well tell by my voice. I am Rod Eccles, otherwise known as the coolest, most politically incorrect conservative black man on the planet, who happens to also be a Native American. And by the way, if you actually look at my last name, Eccles, there's two things about that. One, it is abbreviation for the book of Ecclesiastes. Yeah, people, go open your Bibles, look for Ecclesiastes, and you will see that it's spelled Eccles. My name is not given. In other words, it's not slave given. It's not a slave name. I'm actually part French. I have a great-great-great-grandfather, where we get the name from, who was a French fur trapper. Believe it or not. Yeah, I couldn't believe that when I found that out either. So I'm a Heinz 57. You know what? One of the things that I find interesting, I'm African American, Native American, and French American. Now, what do all those three things have in common? The word American. I'm an American, folks. You're Americans. I don't know why we have to fight so hard to keep these hyphenated crap. We don't. I'm an American, a child of God, and an American. And I'm my mother's son. So take it for what it is. I'm an American, and I don't need to apologize for that in any shape or form. I'm proud of my heritage, my ancestry, but I'm also proud to be an American in all of its history. Sure, we've had some dark points in our history. No nation on the history of this planet has ever been perfect, and we're no exception. However, we've got something that no other nation, well, rarely any other nation in history has ever had, and that is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And whenever a nation, take ancient Rome, whenever they lose that perspective, they eat themselves up from within. And folks, we're at that point right now. We're eating ourselves up from within because you have a bunch of people out there on the left who don't want to govern in your stead and represent you. They want to rule over you. See, we don't have a monarchy. Monarchs rule. Kings and emperors rule. Presidents govern. But we don't have a government in Washington, D.C. that wants to govern anymore. They want to rule. And, you know, one of the things that I talked about earlier on my program this morning is that we have these programs, these reality programs out there, like the Alaska, the Last Frontier, and the Alaskan Bush people, and Homesteader this and Homesteader. People are yearning to go back to the day when they could do what they wanted to be able to do, for the most part, with their property. You can't do that in many communities anymore. You got to keep your grass mowed to a certain height. You got to be hooked up to the grid. Speaking of that, if we're the cause of all this climate change, by the way, and people want to disconnect from the grid and go green and solar and all that kind of stuff, why do so many municipalities from cities and towns and boroughs prevent people from doing that? The government is telling us we're at fault and we got to pay to clean all this mess up. And so when we decide that we're going to go and try to clean this mess up by being responsible ourselves, they tell us, no, you can't do that. You've got to be hooked up. You got to be connected to the grid. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's take a quick call before I go off into another rant and don't get the call in. Mike from Colorado, you're live. What you got?
Thank you, Rod. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your show. I appreciate your tenor and your speed. I guess I'm missing a word, but you had a previous caller talk about how getting pulled over is unconstitutional. I just wondered if you know much about the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946.
I'm going to be frank and honest. No, I don't.
Okay, so learn about that, because that's how they do this stuff. We haven't used the Constitution in any administrative government across this nation since 1946, and that's how they justify their rules, their regulations, their drivers. You didn't have a driver's license until 1952, because they put it in after 1946, and this Administrative Procedures Act is completely unconstitutional according to the Supremacy Clause in Article 1. And so as we talk about all these issues and these things that we're frustrated about and the things we want to change, I personally think we need to have the accurate information to know why they're wrong. Not just we don't like them or we think it's not fair, it's because they're unlawful. And we've been unlawful since before most of us were born.
Well, you're absolutely correct in that, and that goes back even further than that to 1913 when we instituted, and some say that it wasn't really fully ratified, but when they instituted the Fed, you know, and the IRS and tax and taxation on a national level, you know, there are people that argue to this day that they didn't fully institute and properly ratify that amendment, and they have a good argument for that.
Well,
and ever since then, all of that kind of stuff, when you're talking about administrative laws, that all came in and was available at that particular point in time when we got the Fed and we got the IRS. It was all an administrative type of thing, which also led to the proliferation of all of these departments that we have that are able to issue regulation and rules that carry the weight of law, which is also unconstitutional.
Absolutely, and to your point, even if it were ratified properly, even though they voted it on Christmas Eve when like three people were in the Congress, it still is a violation of the Constitution, because the Supremacy Clause says anything that goes against this Constitution is invalid. So Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 5 says Congress has the responsibility to coin money and regulate the value thereof. Ipso facto, you can't put in a Federal Reserve. So unlawful for so long.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that, you know, you're absolutely correct about that. I was not familiar with the Administrative Act of 46. You said, but I do know the results of all of that, which also leads to all of this regulation that people are now running up against when it comes to their own private property,
or buying raw milk, or anything. So, I mean, I really do. I think you're a smart guy. I love your show. I'm glad John's got you on the network, and you'll probably be on it more than you want to be now, but welcome. And when you have time, just look up the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. Forget the Wikipedia, because it lies to you. And when you see that and it really clicks in your brain, you realize that everything they do is contrary to the Constitution, but they're justified in their minds by using that act. So
come
that's
on,
all I got.
Mike, Wikipedia is the most accurate encyclopedia on the planet. Didn't know that.
There's brain trust behind that one, isn't there?
Thanks for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you. Look, you know, I like to call myself I'm a constitutional conservative. And do I know every little nuance about the Constitution? No, I learn something new about it every day. That's the whole fun part about learning, is you get to learn something you didn't know before. And that's one of the things I didn't really know before. And look, I'm always going to be honest about that kind of stuff. I'm not the wisest person on the block, but I'm wise in the fact that I understand and know what I do not know, and I'm willing to learn the truth. That's the difference between me and a lot of those people that you send your kids off to college to. They think they know everything, and they think they know the best way for everybody to live. I'm not down with that. And they're not all that smart, actually, when you start talking to them. You'd be surprised how idiotic and stupid some of these professors. They have PhDs by their name, but they're not very bright. Just saying. Let's go to, I believe, Wes in Idaho. You're live. What you got?
Hello. Heard your concern about Iran getting nuclear weapons. Are you aware that they signed the anti-proliferation treaty, and they have allowed inspections, and they've never been close to developing nuclear weapons.
Are you aware that they get to pick and choose who comes in and inspects their nuclear facilities, and are you aware that they've been working on nuclear weapons for the past decade, and they're about 4 or 5 years, half a decade away from getting one, and this whole agreement with them is not going to keep them from getting it? Are you also aware that we also had a number of different treaties with the former Soviet Union, which is Vladimir Putin, by the way, in the former KGB, who's dealing with Iran and who's telling him exactly how to get around these so-called treaties because they did it for 50 years when they were the Soviet Union?
Are you aware that Israel has nuclear weapons and they've never signed the anti-proliferation treaty and allowed inspections and probably killed JFK because he wanted to stop them from ever
gaining? No, I'm not going there with that. You know JFK was not murdered by any Israeli conspiracy theory. Come on. Let's be real here. Israel has a right to defend herself. If the United States was surrounded by a bunch of people, by a bunch of nations who have said that the only good Israel is a dead and wiped out Israel, you'd want nuclear weapons to keep your people safe.
You know about the attack on the USS Liberty, June 8th, 1967?
What about that particular attack are you referring about?
Once again, you can look it up. I'll call again later. USS Liberty, a ship with 300 Americans on it. LBJ said...
Yeah, and how many ships were attacked by Middle Eastern terrorists in the USA? You remember the USS Cole? Remember that one?
Probably none.
Yeah, I mean... So was that Israel? No, that was not Israel.
Probably the most odd. Again, they do it all the time. USS Liberty, June 8th.
Oh, so I didn't realize that the Mossad was actually under the banner of Mohammed.
They're not really. Although the Mossad constructs people that say they are.
Well, so does the CIA. Yeah, every country does stuff like that. We've done it. Britain has done it. You know, Russia's done it. China's doing it. So, what's your point?
LBJ said, do not send those airplanes to it to defend the USS Liberty. I will not have my friends.
Well, who was LBJ? LBJ was a Democrat. He got us deeply involved in Vietnam War that we didn't want to be involved in. LBJ gave us the Great Society, so, you know, the War on Poverty, basically. Yeah, so, you know, that he's a... He's a wrong person to be quoting on that one, Wes. Thank you for your call, though. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't have patience with these conspiracy theorist people, folks. I really don't. I mean, yeah. Remember the movie with Mel Gibson, Conspiracy Theory, and Julia Roberts? Yeah, I mean, he there were so many conspiracy theories out there, but he just happened to be right about one. One out of how many? No, Israel was not involved in the Liberty attack. Israel was not involved in the USS Cole. Israel was not involved in our attacks on embassies in Africa. They were not involved in Iraq. They were not involved on 9/11 2001. I don't know where people want to go with this. Why don't we just why don't we just say that the whole thing is the fault of George W. Bush and be done with it? I do believe we have Scott from Arizona who's next.
Yeah, you said you're a part Native American, so I want you to take up there in South Dakota with the corporations and their pipeline and the Standing Rock there.
I got to tell you,
wait just a second. The point is they're saying, well, the white Bundys got set free and we're not. That's the kind of the point I wanted to get out of there.
Well, let me just put it this way. I find it amazing that liberals are now all concerned about Native Americans when an oil pipeline is scheduled to go through their lands. They haven't been concerned about the Native American plight up until now. Why all of a sudden? Well, because it's big oil. And they're telling you that big oil is trying to force their way. Well, you know what? If they're able to put a pipeline through Native American lands up there, who's at fault for allowing that to happen? The Obama administration. Plain and simple.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to make it a racist thing now.
Well, look.
You know, the whites win free and we don't.
Well, there may be some truth, and we're just actually the Bundys are quite lucky that they're getting off. They just found they got the right jury.
Well, they were tried by a jury, so
yeah,
and
the jury
committed no crime, but no one's saying anything about Lavoie and how he got murdered. He didn't even commit a crime.
No, and nobody's going to be held accountable for that either. See, the state is always right when it comes to stuff like that. You have to understand that. Even when the state is wrong, the state is right. And now we have to understand one thing. When we see this stuff like this happening up in the Dakotas with the pipeline, when we see things that are happening on the Bundy Ranch and when they were they out in Oregon, Utah, when they were making a stand, we have to understand that all of that stuff is really our fault. We're the ones that elected the people that put all that stuff into place. And we're the ones that keep reelecting those same people.
Yeah, it's trade agreements giving corporations authority over our country.
I believe in free commerce. I believe in capitalism, but not crony capitalism. There is a difference, and what we've got is crony capitalism.
In this country that was founded, a corporation was called an illegal combination, and then Civil War, Roosevelt, FDR allowed these illegal combinations to combine, and look what we have now.
Yeah, well, because they've been able...
You got some educated listeners here, so...
Yeah, look, they have... all the listeners that listen to me, even on my regular program every morning, are very intelligent. They're all educated, and that's good. I like talking to and speaking with educated people. Look, I've always said it. I don't know everything. Nobody does. I'm not even going to pretend like I know even close to everything. But... Like I said, I'm smart enough and wise enough to know when I don't know something. But when I do know something, I know it.
Well, yeah. Well, you have to have the ability to learn.
That's what I try to do on a daily basis. So, what's going up to get back to your point about the Dakotas, what's really going on up there is what you have is you have some crony capitalism going on. Now remember, this is the same administration that didn't want the Keystone Pipeline because it was going to do all kinds of damage to the environment, they said. And they were holding it up and holding it up. And now all of a sudden, it's okay to put it through Native American land. And you have to ask why.
The Keystone?
The Keystone Pipeline. So you got to ask why. Why all of a sudden is it such a good idea? And you'll find as Donald Trump says, follow the money, and you'll find out why. That's where it comes down to.
You're absolutely
Thanks, Scott.
Right. Bye.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate your call. Let's quickly get in John. John called earlier. John from Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah. Hello there, Rod. Rod Eccles. How are you doing today?
Good. How you doing? You know, that's I always Cucamonga is a funny name. It really is.
Isn't it though?
Yeah, I think they use Cucamonga a lot in the. I'm a Bugs Bunny fan. I think they use the word Cucamonga a lot in Bugs Bunny and cartoons. But what you got for me tonight?
Real quick, I'm going back to your original remarks when you opened your show today, and I just want to tell you how much I could relate to that. I'm an electrical engineer, and I was hanging around a group called the American Society for Civil Engineers. Now, civil engineers get involved in designing and building buildings. They're involved in highway construction and design, and dams and hydroelectric plants and that type of thing. And every now and then I thought that civil engineers, might throw me a few crumbs if I joined their society and went to their luncheon meetings, which never seemed to happen. But anyway, I was on, I had occasion to be on the telephone in, with a young woman in Atlanta, Georgia, the headquarters of the ASCE, discussing my membership charges.
John, could you hold on to that thought?
Sure.
We'll get right back to you right after the break. We got to take a break now. I hear it coming. And we will be back. I'm Rod Eccles, filling in for John Stadtmiller here on the National Intel Report. And we'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Welcome back, folks. I am Rod Eccles, filling in for the vacationing John Stadtmiller. He's taking a day off. It's a vacation to me. Let's quickly get back to our caller, John, before the next break. John, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Rod. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just trying to give you a little anecdote about how much I appreciated your opening remarks. And even before you said it, you were starting to go down that road and say that, you know, you would not guess by the way I talk. And I said, I wonder if he's going to tell us that he's black and he's really not white. And then sure enough, that's what you said. So, you know, I just got a kick out of that. So anyway, I'm talking with this young black woman in Atlanta, Georgia, the home of the American Society for Civil Engineers. I'm discussing with her what I have to pay for my renewal of my membership fees, and she finally said, in her best English, "Mr. Shanahan, I got to ask you some more questions." And I finally got fed up, and I said, "What's the matter with you people? Why do you talk that way?" I know I blurted it out. I yelled it over the phone.
I ask that question all the time myself.
And you know what she said and what she sounded like? She started apologizing, and she sounded like a normal person, like someone who was born in the same country I was and lived in the same country I was. I live in all my life. It just goes to show you that, you know, you don't have to do anything special to try to be somebody or to identify yourself and have your own identity. It's your actions ultimately determine who you are, not what words you use necessarily or how you try to feign a particular pronunciation. That's not necessarily going to do anything except show that you're a little bit mistaken about what's important. That's about it.
I will tell you, Rod, John, that a lot of these so-called urban accents are kind of, look, you even hear some white people talk like that. It's a fake thing. And yes, the reason why some blacks still use it is because they're told that this is what they're taught. If you sound like this or you act like this, then people will give you specialized treatment because they'll know that you're black. And I'm not kidding on that one. And this is what they're. And when they realize that that's not the case, that they don't have to use that, that they're smart enough, intelligent enough, and talented enough to make it on their own by their own volition, they drop the act.
And really, if they realized what people really thought, they wouldn't. They would not engage in following those instructions.
No, but they're not. They don't know because they're not taught that. They're taught just the opposite. They're taught that you know the old whitey is mean and evil. In order for you to get anywhere, you gotta play the special good old Negro and be that's good old stereotype in order for them to let you get anywhere. And that's not the truth.
Yeah, I've been known to hang out but I have a beer or two every now and then. And a lot of the security guys are big black guys, and they don't talk that way. They talk like regular, you know, normal people, and, you know, we have conversations about all kinds of things, you know. And anyway, so that's all I had. I just wanted to just let you know that I did notice that at the very beginning.
Thanks, John. Anyway. Look, you know, a person, because of my show, that has become a good friend of mine now is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. I've actually had lunch with the man, and talk about a smart guy. Wow.
Alan West, that name rings a bell.
Yeah. I sometimes feel like he's, you know, you ever get the feeling that you're in front of people that you know are just smarter than you? And yeah,
I've got that quite often.
that's how I feel about Alan West when I had lunch with him. I just felt that he was just so much smarter than I was. And you know what? Look, he's accomplished a hell of a lot more in his lifetime than I have, and we're of similar age. And you know, Lieutenant, I'm not a Lieutenant Colonel of the Army or the Air Force or the Marines or anything else. But yeah, he's a fantastic person, very smart guy, very wise man as well. Mm. But thank you for your call, John.
Okay, thank you.
You know, one of the it really gets my goat when. Yeah, does anybody remember back in, I think it was the early 90s, late 80s, when the liberals wanted to bring in this whole new type of English to the inner city called Ebonics? Well, just to be clear, this is what Democrats think of blacks. That we're not capable of learning the King's English. And they expect us to act. They expect us to act like, you know, all the rappers out there talking about banging hoes and getting paper and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's actually not the truth. It really isn't. But hey, stereotypes can be perceptions, and they perceive to perpetuate those perceptions. I'm Rod Eccles. National Intel Report. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I just want to say I ain't no ways tired. I ain't tired. I've come too far to turn back now. I don't know. Is that how I'm supposed to sound? And I'm supposed to say ask you a question instead of asking a question? I guess if that's the way I'm supposed to be in order to be accepted into the Black Hood. Into the Black Posse? I guess so. Speaking of black, you know Harry Potter? Well, not Harry Potter, Prince Harry. I couldn't resist, sorry. The ginger prince from England is, I guess, currently in love with an American. I don't know how the Queen Elizabeth's going to feel about this, but Prince Harry's new love, Meghan Markle, and I got to admit, I didn't know who the hell she was. I just don't follow Hollywood. I'm not into celebrity. But evidently, she's an actress. She's 35 and Harry's 32, so he's going after older women. Now, she's a beautiful girl. She really is. But she's half black, folks. Again, I don't know how Queen Elizabeth's going to take that one. But we're talking about a British and an American union here. Now, understand that he's, what, second? Well, now he's not second because, what, there's a Prince Philip's son is now, what, third in line for the throne. But I guess Harry is fourth. So, you know, he's a heartbeat away, basically, from the throne. Not that it really means anything in England anymore. But there's another connection between the U.S. and England. We can't seem to separate. We can't seem to cut the cord between our two countries. Even after all that crap we went through back in the early days. You know, we're talking about the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812. I know a lot of Americans probably forgot about that one. And the British tried to take us back, and that didn't work. But we just, and ever since then, we just cannot seem to cut that cord. Not that I want to, but we just constantly seem to be connected. Through a number of different ways. And now, I mean, if this actually lasts, and people are, I guess from what I'm reading, people are saying that Harry's enamored with her. And of course, I'm sure all Meghan can think about is being the next Princess Grace, right? Hey, good for them. but look, they can get along. A Brit and an American and a redhead and a half black girl, who's also half white, they can get along. So why can't I wonder what liberals are going to say about that. They probably love that kind of stuff anyway. But in any case, that's the connection. Will it have any effect on our election? No, it won't. But there is a U.S.-British connection with that, and it could go deeper. You know, they used to do that back in the day. You know, kings would marry off their daughters to another prince or king someplace else to bring peace and bring the two countries together. So. Not that we need to be brought together even more. Other than Canada, I don't think, and Israel, I don't think the U.S. has a closer ally than Great Britain. So I don't think we really need a marriage between their prince and what we would call American royalty. Because if you're an actor or an actress and you're a star, you're American royalty, which is really kind of disgusting and sickening in my book. But hey, if you're into celebrity, then you should be all about that. Great. Let's go to the quick the phones really quick again and take Joel from Wisconsin. You're live on RBN. What you got?
How you doing, Rod?
Good. How are you doing?
Would you agree that there's a fine line between knowing something to be true and believing something to be true?
Well, it's a fine line like the Grand Canyon, but yes.
Okay. I'm calling because I heard what you told Les about your information on Iran, and I was just wondering, you know, after this country's been lied to so many times by the government media complex, I was just wondering how you know that to be true. Your information on Iran, how do you know that's true?
Well, we know for a fact that Iran was trying, with all their centrifuges, trying to develop nuclear weapons. They say it was for benign issues or benign for energy. They're sitting on oil. They can't even sell what they pump up. They don't need additional energy. Two, we know that the Obama administration released all that cash that they said belonged to Iran. And what are they going to do with that cash? They're just going to sit on it and count it? Of course not. They're going to do what they always have been doing. They're going to funnel it into supporting terrorist activities. They're going to funnel it into fueling the war in Syria. They're going to funnel it into trying to take down, because Iran and Saudi Arabia don't like each other. They're going to funnel it into trying to take out Saudi Arabia. And we already know that Iran is often said in public, in their government, that Israel does not deserve to exist. So you put all that together, and call it an educated guess what they're going to do with
it. We know you started out by saying we know for a fact that they want to make nuclear weapons. Don't you get that information from the government media complex that has lied to us so many times? For instance,
it's not just from our government, though. We're talking, this is the same thing with all the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that we're told that Bush lied about. Well, hell, then I guess also Russia lied about it. I guess that the UN lied about it. I guess that the French lied about it, who was actually in bed with Iraq at the time when they weren't supposed to be. And the Brits and their MI6 lied about it. So all of these wonderful world powers are all colluding to lie to us about Iran.
That's what I'm. You're making my point. I don't know. The globalists, are they all globalists
Do you think Russia's on our side? Why would Russia lie about Iran? They're the ones providing them with additional support to build a nuclear weapon. They've admitted it.
If the globalists, the people behind the Federal Reserve, the One World Order, have puppets in this country and many other countries, why wouldn't they
have one? So they got puppets in Russia, too? Is Putin a puppet?
Absolutely.
Putin is an anti-globalist like Xi of China. They can't stand the globalist. Why do you think Putin is out there talking about, well, we're willing to go to war with the U.S. over Syria because they know that Hillary Clinton is a globalist and Putin is not?
Maybe. Have you ever talked to Putin? You get your information from our government media complex.
I get my information from all over. I just don't look at U.S. print media. When I have my own show, so this is not my first run around the block. I get my information daily from all over the planet. So unless all of them are lying to us, then I would guess, and actually being a part of the military for 17 years of my life, in understanding what I lived through, I guess my experience, as well as everybody else's experience and what I've been told, that's all a lie. I get it. Thanks very much for your call. I guess you just can't convince some people. They're only going to believe what they want to believe. Maybe you should take in your own advice and the belief thing versus the fact thing. Anyway, who do we have next on the line? We have, I guess we got Dave from Southern California.
Hello.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Yeah. I'm fine. I wanted to talk about my modest expectations for Donald Trump. I think he will be a very entertaining president. Did that TV show for 3 years. It may be an act, may not, but I've seen watched a lot of his speeches on YouTube, and they're very impressive. And as author of The Art of the Deal, he certainly will go out there and change those rotten trade deals. I mean, like, we got all the stuff comes in from China with no duty, but they charge a 40% duty on all American goods going into China. Now, that's not very fair, is it? And they're like, buying our country with our own money.
Yeah, but you have to be careful with that term called fair trade, because what it really means is that the American workers still get screwed. I'm with Trump. China's got an unfair advantage, and that needs to stop. And we don't have anybody in Washington, not even the Republican leadership, is willing to change that. And he's going to go in there, and I believe he's really going to try and change it. Now, he's probably going to be blocked by even the Republicans from doing such a thing. But and you're going to hear the warmongers say, well, geez, you know, this will be enough for China to start rattling their saber and be willing to go to war off over that stuff. And I'm thinking, well, if that's the reason that they're going to go to war, they're going to go to war over anything. So we can't be afraid to actually do the right thing. And the right thing is to make things a lot more fair than they are now. I absolutely agree. Thanks, Dave. I gotta run. Gotta try to get in all these people that I can. Wayne from Texas, you're next on RBN. What you got?
Yeah, hi, Rod. Good show tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, the reason I was calling was, I know time is brief, but in watching a lot of the interviews lately on places like Fox News, I've become a big fan of some of the black professionals, Alan West, Sheriff David Clark, talk show host, I think, out of St. Louis, you know, some of those kind of folks. And every time these guys open their mouth, I hear accountability, clear thinking, respect for authority, you know, a patriotism, you know, America first type attitude. And this is opposed to what I would call the victim class, like Black Lives Matter, the Sharptons, the Whoopi Goldbergs, who still are victimized after decades of affirmative action, government guaranteed loans, free college and all that, and they still have an audience. And my big question is, why such a big disconnect still in the black community, among folks like this?
Stockholm syndrome. I'm being serious. They were sold a bill of goods back in the 60s by LBJ and LBJ basically said, well, if we give the blacks
what they think that they want, they'll be voting Democrat forever. And that's absolutely true. That's exactly what happened. And they passed out power to a few elite blacks who then helped sell it, called, you know, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. And those two have been selling this type of thing and causing Martin Luther King to roll around in his grave ever since then, since the late 70s. And, of course, when you have these people saying, yeah, trust this party, trust this group of people because they're going to take care of you, and that's the first thing that they heard. That's the only thing they heard. Well, now we're gonna get equality, we're going to be taken care of, we're going to get reparations, they're going to pay for what they did to our ancestors over slavery. That's what they heard, and that's what they're being taught today, and that's what they're holding on to. And those people who shake that off, and they get really educated on the facts, they're leaving the Democrat Party and going over to Republicans and conservatives. And that's why you're seeing a rise in black conservatism. Basically, under Ronald Reagan, blacks moved into the middle class faster than at any point before or since the civil rights. Sure. A lot of blacks became conservative, and they didn't go back. And as they get into the middle class and upper middle class and the upper class, they understand that a lot of that stuff that they were taught is a bunch of bunk.
Yeah, and I would agree with that, and you're right on point there. And just another quick point here, and that is that I wonder if blacks in general that are heavily Democratic leaning understand that with the demographics changing, their leadership in the Democratic Party might well be, you know, short-lived, because once states like Arizona and throughout the Southwest continue to turn blue, what's going to happen is I think there'll be a big push for Hispanics taking over Democratic leadership.
Well, it already is. They've already been asking. Look, they were out in Chicago over the summer asking why there are so many Latinos taking black jobs. They're already asking that question. They're already starting to see the writing on the wall. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen fast enough for them to all wake up in time, but they're already starting to wake up and see it. And this is why Hillary Clinton is not getting the type of support that she thought she was going to get from the black community. She's not getting it.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely agree with that. But as far as leadership of the party, I think their days are numbered, and they may want to start looking more towards following the lead of West and Clark and these other guys and head more conservative as time goes on. So
they will. I'm sure that they will. Look, I'm just one of many. I am legion. I'm not the only one.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks for your call, Wayne. Really quick, folks, you know, one of the things about this Trump thing in the polls and the Trump and Hillary thing, if you pay attention to the media, you can really see how they are just going totally bazonkers right now. And if you just go back in history, let's go back and take a look at some of the polls back in 2008. Was the media this off the chain back in 2008? No, because Obama was clearly in the lead. In every single poll that you could think of over McCain. So they didn't need to go off the rails or off the chain. They didn't need to really attack McCain in any possible way. And they didn't. You know, of course they treated him like any other Republican once he was a nominee, but they didn't need to attack him. And Obama actually finally won that race with 53% to McCain's 46%. So there was enough room there that they knew that Obama was going to win. But if you fast forward just 4 years, now all of a sudden the race got a little bit tighter. And we started hearing stories about Romney being so mean, leaving his dog on top of the car, and Romney did this, and Romney cost people their jobs. Not saved jobs in companies, but cost people all these jobs because the polls were a lot closer. Now, as we all know, what happened is Obama ended up winning, but only with 51% to 47%. It was too close for the left. And now if you look at the polls, you're seeing that depending on the poll that you're looking at, it is so tight that Trump is ahead, Hillary's ahead. They can't have that. They are going off the rails because it's too close for them to be comfortable enough to say that she's going to win. So they got to pull out all the stops. And if you think it's just because it's Donald Trump, it would have been this way with any of the 16 Republican candidates. If it's this close, they're going to go nuts.
They do it every single time when it gets close. And this is as close as they've ever seen it without losing. They're going to go nuts. So, you know, just when you hear all that stuff and you see it, understand why. Another quick call. Mike, what you got really quick? Mike from Maryland.
A question. If Israel didn't try to sink the USS Liberty in 1967, then who did?
Well, I wasn't there. I don't know. 67, I was a baby.
Well,
I haven't researched that issue, but I can tell you that a lot of people are also blaming Israel for the coal, but we know Israel had nothing to do with the coal. They're blaming Israel for Beirut and a half dozen other things in the Middle East that they have absolutely nothing to do with.
I understand. Okay, well, I appreciate your honesty on that matter. But did you know who the biggest state sponsor of terror is?
It's the
United States military. How many people did we kill in Iraq? How many people have we killed in Libya?
Wait a minute. Why did we kill people in Iraq? We went to war.
Why did we go to war in Iraq?
The military's job is to kill people and break things. That's what they're good at. That's what they're trained to do.
No, it's not.
You tell them this is the enemy, and you go and you kill them. And as far as the Constitution is concerned, let me remind you of one president. Let me remind you of the author of the Constitution sent the United States Marines over there to kick butt. It's called the Barbary Wars. It's called the Barbary Wars. So all this stuff about this is unconstitutional, that's unconstitutional. If the president's job is to protect the people of this country, plain and simple. That's his number one job. We'll be back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What
wasn't that the idea? When we started out in school, that's what they said.
You know, I fully understand how the United States is not a perfect nation, and we've made some mistakes, and so is Israel, and so is every other country. But they, you know, you can't blame a country, no matter who they are, for doing certain things in order to ensure their survival. And you're going to make mistakes when you do that. But understand, when we're dealing in the Middle East, folks, that area of the world has been a mess for centuries. And this is how I know some of you people have got the wrong idea, and you're missing the mark. Because you probably think that the Crusades were an invasion of the Middle East. Wrong. The Crusades were a response to the Moor invasion and takeover from Christians and Jews of the Holy Land. And going further. If it weren't for the Crusades, they wouldn't have stopped in Spain. Do people understand history here? We understand. Thomas Jefferson, President Thomas Jefferson, author of the Constitution, he fully understood what he was doing. You're going to tell him he was unconstitutional? No, he took the battle to them because they were sinking and raiding and pirating our ships on the open ocean. And he was tired of giving them money, that the money that we just gave Iran, basically, constantly. And he said, enough is enough. Go over there and take them out. Our problem is that we fail to understand completely the Muslim, Islam. We don't understand it because it is so foreign to us. We don't understand it any more than we understood in World War II and the Japanese and the Zeros and the kamikaze bombers. We didn't understand it. This is no different. And we're trying to make sense of this using a Western ideal, and it doesn't fit. You gotta stop thinking Western when you start talking to other people from other parts of the world. They don't all think like us, and we don't think like them. And you better get in their shoes and walk around for a while before you can understand them. And understand, all they want to do is destroy Israel and destroy the West. That includes the United States. Plain and simple. There's no leaving us alone because they never have. From the very days this country started, they have been on us. And we better understand that right now, or else we're always going to have problems over there. Now, we'll probably always have problems over there anyway, just because it's just a mess. No one president or world leader is going to be able to solve that. It's been going on for far. This goes back. This is biblical. This battle over there, folks, this goes back thousands of years. This is not just recent. And unfortunately, Americans tend to have a very short memory when it comes to stuff like that. They want to come up with all these conspiracy theories against Israel. They're such Zionists, such evil people. I know. Isn't that what Hitler once said? Hey, finally tonight, folks, Podesta basically ignored advice to encrypt all those sensitive emails that are now being hacked and released by WikiLeaks and other outlets. So he didn't even follow the advice that was given to him in order to keep that stuff secure. So, you know, sometimes criminals want to get caught, and some people are saying that Podesta wanted Hillary to get caught. Now, I don't know if that's true, but just something to think about. You know what I'm saying? If he was told that and advised, well, maybe you should encrypt that stuff, and he even advised, you know, some people, including Uma, maybe we should dump all these emails, and he didn't. Maybe he really did want to get caught. Hey, it's been a pleasure being here, filling in for John Stadtmiller here on the National Intel Report program on RBN. I'm Rod Eccles. I do have my own morning show, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time, kind of early for some of you people west of the Mississippi, but you can call in too. Google me, Bing me, Yahoo me, doesn't matter, rodeccles.net. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.